Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. If you want to call into today's show, we're at area code 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. With that, today's a Wednesday, and it's supposed to be a history day, but Bill Dwyer, the comedian, was going to be in the office, so I switched Nick Nugent to Friday, and then Bill couldn't make it this morning, so Glenn Anderson, Glenner, he said he would be in the talk about his funny fest, and now he's not here. So X-Rock, you're killing me. You're killing me this morning. And anyway, but that's life in radio. It's life in entertainment. But Bill Dwyer, very exceptional person. He's going to be the main comedian here for the Funny Fest this weekend. Tonight, they're out at the North Pole Tap House. And then tomorrow night, they're at the Spur. Shows start at 8 o'clock. And then Friday night, they're doing the comedies with the people who are trying to be comedians, and that's at Goldie's there, and so it should be a good weekend for comedy. Now, Bill Dwyer, boy, I was really looking forward to the interview with him. It's not that he's a comedian. You know, I did some research on him. He is an entertainer in so many ways. Game show host, movies, shows, an author, stand-up comedian. And he's been coming up here, he's done this coming up here for the Funny Fest for over 20 years. You know, he's not every year, he's probably about every 4 to 7 years, but he started 20 years ago, probably when they, you know, just when they first started this, he was one of the main people who did this. So anyway, it gets interesting. You know, he's a comic, an author, stand-up comedian. You know, one goal is to find the moose. He's been in Fighting Robots, The Guide to Controlled Combats. He's been the host of that. Boy, he very extensive background and knows what he's doing. So, hey, if you want to see him this weekend, again, he's at the Spur tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. He's at the North Pole Tap House tonight. And they're going to have what we call the warm-up comedians. I'm sure Jerry and Glenn will do the warm-ups for him. And they're really good, too. And, boy, you know, the North Pole Tap House, it's really good. Oh, he made it. He made it. Ah. We have the other half coming in here. I was staggering.
Is that what it was? I'm yeah. So sorry about that.
You know,
so sorry
about that. I was throwing you X-Rock people underneath the bus. You know, you're...
Oh, I'm throwing Evans under the bus.
You know, it goes downhill, so... Right. Anyway.
We were supposed to have comedian Bill Dwyer on with us this morning.
I've been talking about him. Awesome guy.
Oh, he's fantastic. I was so excited. And I was waiting around here, and I'm doing my show, and I text Jerry, hey, where's the comic? He goes, oh, I didn't know I was picking him up. And in 22 years, Jerry has always picked up the comic and brought him into the radio. So I didn't know I was supposed to this time. I had no idea. So, you know, information got crossed. That's neither here nor there. It's no big deal. As we've got the Funny Fest underway, we've got 2 days of our workshop under the belt now.
Okay.
And we've got comics on stage this weekend. Now, remember, it's 22 years we've been doing the Fairbanks Funny Festival, and the whole comedy thing started out years and years ago with Jerry and I being big fans of stand-up comics, and we would fly out to see our favorite comics. Got expensive, you know, and that was like before internet and everything, so you couldn't just watch them on, there was no Netflix, there was no, you know, if they weren't on Comedy Central, you know, we would never see them, or The Tonight Show, and so we've figured out a way, so it kind of, it just kind of evolved into it, a way of bringing our favorite comics up to see us. And not only that, but making money and doing it. So we got to pick and choose our favorite comics and go, not only that we wanted to see them, but we would get to work with them and share the stage with them and tour and go around Alaska with them. It's been a dream. Some of our favorite comics, we go, oh, let's bring Carl LaBove up. We're going to do comedy with legendary Carl LaBove. God rest his soul. He passed away a year ago. It's just sad, but... such a, you know, all these great comics. And Dwyer is one of the guys that I've done more shows with than probably any of them.
Wow.
I mean, over the years. Dwyer, I don't know, Dwyer may have done more shows around the state of Alaska than any other comic. He's been at Dutch Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to Nome, Delta, Sitka, Juneau, Ketchikan, Anchorage. I mean...
I've been to all of them.
One of his first trips was one of my favorite stories. It was about around this time of the year. It might have been before, put it this way, before our funny festivals. So it was more than 22 years ago.
I'm going to bring you down memory lane.
Okay.
Top floor of the Fairbanks Inn. The comedies that used to be up there. And there was a gentleman there. His stage name was Bill Changer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He used to work here with us.
Yeah. Steve Dennis.
Steve Dennis, yeah.
Yeah. Bill Changer. I remember that. I was going, I'm Bill Changer. I go, you're my next door neighbor, Steve Dennis. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
He worked on K-Wolf for a little while as well. Right. I remember that. But he used to, of course, another guy that brought to, that did a lot of when comedy would play at the, was that the Westmark then on the South Cushman? What was that?
The Fairbanks Inn.
The Fairbanks Inn.
Yeah.
Right. And in there. And when they did comedy in there, right? That's what you're talking about. It was, remember, it was Dennis Hartley who would MC that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I think that's the first time I saw Jerry there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had gone there. In fact, Jerry and I kind of got thrust into comedy once, and it was... we had done a couple like open mic nights and goofed around at the place we'd DJ. It was the Kobach Room, which was part of the Westmark at the time. And at the same time, there was the center, remember? And the roof, which is now was upstairs from Sears, which is now where you
all the good looking girls couldn't wait to get in the elevator to be escorted up in the elevator to go do their dance. And us guys were relegated to the stairs.
All the ladies, the elevator up there. It was a neat dance club. It was a cool club. And I spent some New Year's. I spent some good times in that club. And they did comedy up there. And Dennis Hartley would host. And I remember he was doing a bit. He would bring his electric guitar with him. And he was doing a bit where he was doing The Who. He was doing all these classic songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Roger Daltrey with the little leg kick and everything. Yeah. Dennis, you know, not the most svelte of people. He went to do this thing, go down on his knees and sing. Blew out his knee right there on stage.
Ow.
And he was went down. So Jerry and I kind of jumped back in and got on stage. And that was kind of...
Was it EMS or was it comedy that you're providing?
For? Yeah, yeah. No, we just rolled him off the stage and took over. And that was kind of how we started to do comedy. And it wasn't long after that, J.P. Hoff, one of the guys who runs Pipe and Leaf here locally... he was working at Fox TV along with Jerry at the time, as a matter of fact, and they started bringing comedy up, the Fox Comedy Showcase, and I would MC and open, and then Jerry took over that job, and we'd start bringing comics up, and then we kind of started doing it on our own in conjunction with Fox TV, and then we kind of just did it all on our own, and they would be a sponsor, and Jerry kind of slid into the role of a promoter of comedy in Alaska, and with his company, Alaska Comedy, Comedy North is a company name, but AlaskaComedy.com. If you ever want to check out a cool website, AlaskaComedy.com, because you can go into what they call the green room and see all these photos of these amazing comics, some of them before they were big stars coming up here. It was real neat.
How did it ever get the name the green room? You know, how?
You know, that's interesting. I would have to go back and look, but that goes way back, yeah. I believe, to vaudeville, to the days of Guest Stars Anywhere. They would wait in the green room.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because the first one had green walls or green carpeting or they ate or green jello. I don't know.
You're a green entertainer.
Yeah, I don't know, but they always call it the green room.
Yeah.
And his online is a wonderful one because it's basically a photo gallery of just some of the great things. And you'll find like his DVD of 20 years of Alaska comedy. And Dwyer, do we have a commercial break coming up?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, great story. Bill Dwyer and a perilous journey to Delta. We'll tell that one coming up next. That's called a tease right there.
Fairbanks will
That's
be back.
That's a tease.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And then Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Followed by the Combos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 8 above. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 5 below. Scattered flurries likely again tomorrow. High of 3 above. Mainly cloudy skies Friday with a high of 1 below. 2 below Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mr. Anderson in the studio.
What do you
me.
Know? Now, thanks, Mayor. No, I'm still trying to say that. Yeah, Mayor? Honorable Mayor, sir?
You don't have to.
I know, but come on. It's fun. You're the only one I get to say that to. It's fun. Jim, I can't call him that anymore. Hey, Mr. Mayor.
And that's back
Natalie's moved on to the pastures. We had to, put him out. He's out. We put him out to stud with the other politicians. It's what we do so we can breed more politicians.
There you go.
I think we'll get a good few rounds out of him before we have to put him down. So
now, if you're talking about the Delta, Bill Dwyer.
Bill Dwyer, yeah.
Well, you're talking about a Richardson Clearwater event.
No. Before Clearwater Lodge, we were doing comedy out at the steakhouse out there in Delta, right along the side of the road. It's
okay.
A restaurant now,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
And originally.
Like the old Evergreen.
Yeah. And we had a show planned out there, and it was middle of January, and it was 55 below zero. And we bring this comic in from L.A.
55 below
zero? 55
and
below.
And you bring him out to Delta?
We had
what?
That. What,
is he in pain and suffering?
We brought all of our survival gear in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had everything, cell phones charged, all the works. Did we even have cell phones then?
I don't think you did.
I don't think we did. It was long enough ago. It was a long time ago. And I just remember being out in the middle of nowhere, and the ice fog was so thick, we had to drive about 20, even way out there. Normally, you get out of town, the ice fog goes away.
Yeah.
It didn't. There was ice fog all the way to
55
Delta.
55 below, socked in.
Just down to the ground. And, we're just like creeping along going, please, please. We didn't turn the car off during the show. When he got on stage, I ran out, went across the street, filled the tank, and brought it back so we could leave it running. And he was like, the thing about Bill is, man, he's there's no more positive person. At no time did have I ever heard him complain about anything.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, this is wild.
This is the experience of my life, yeah.
He was loving it, and he brought it up last night, and he said, I just remember how cool the Northern Lights looked that night. Said, yeah, we got out to one place where it cleared away, and we could see the Northern Lights.
Oh,
and and considering that we almost died, and it was horribly cold, all he remembers was how cool the Northern Lights were, and that's the kind of guy Bill Dwyer is. And you've seen Bill. Bill is one of these guys. He's an actor and a comedian. He hosted the original show Battle Bots.
Yep.
He did Ultimate Fan League on Fox Sports. He's done a number of game shows as a host. Written a book. Some of these game shows on MTV. He's been in a million movies and TV commercials, and I see him all the time. I know him, and I'll say,
here in Fairbanks, Alaska.
It's like, oh my goodness, there's Bill Dwyer again. He's on another show. He's in another movie. He's just one of those guys that always works.
Yeah.
He always works. He's on, name the sitcom, he's done it. Movies, commercials, TV shows, and he still does. And of course, he still tours. His Comedy Central special, he's done The Tonight Show. And he is our instructor this week for the Fairbanks Funny Festival. And he'll be on stage tonight in North Pole at the Ale House.
What time does it start?
8 o'clock.
You and Jerry also?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll open.
That's what I said. That's what I told the folks here.
Yeah, and it's fairly standard. Jerry is a great host, so he'll get up and do 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll get up and do 15 to 20, and then the headliner.
Yeah.
It's been kind of our formula.
Yeah.
Host, opener, headliner. We warm him up, we set him up, and he knocks him down. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Spur at 8 o'clock. And that's just with the three of us again. Then Friday and Saturday night, it's at Goldie's over at the Firehouse Theater.
Mm-hmm.
There between 5th and 6th. And the show is at 8 o'clock both nights. But that one, before Bill gets up, is going to feature each night 6 local comics doing comedy for the first time. And they'll each just do a few minutes. And then Bill will come on. And it's wonderful. We've been doing classes this week. Tonight will be we've done 2 like classroom nights where we just help write, come up with the material and, how to work the anatomy of a joke, how to set up a joke. There are certain, you don't want to say rules, but formulas to follow when writing a joke that a lot of people would never think of. There is a chemistry, a science to making people laugh. Jerry explains it very well when he does it, and I'll try to do my best. But there's things like... it's the unknown. It's misdirection. You think when you know where a story is going and suddenly, boom, it goes in a different way. It makes us laugh. It's setting something up and taking it in a whole different direction. That's one method. Comics will use analogies. Oh, it's so cold. It was blah, blah, blah. Or, analogies. They'll do impressions. They'll do the other one is the callback. You'll hear a great joke and then maybe... 15 minutes into their set, they'll do a joke, but maybe a callback to an original joke where they'll bring that punchline up again and make people laugh again. Sometimes comics will use that throughout their set, that constant callback.
How long is a normal set?
Usually a comic, when we bring them up, 45 minutes to an hour,
okay,
and which is good. I think more than that, people start to get a little tired of the comedy, but some of these guys... can go on and on and on and on and do hours. But a lot of them, these guys, and we tell the class, if you can get 5 minutes of material, if you can get up there for 3 to 5 minutes and make people laugh, you can do an open mic night anywhere in the country.
Wow.
If you get 10 to 15 minutes of solid material, you could be an opener at a comedy club somewhere. And then these guys start to slowly work up to their 45-minute set. Then you can get an agent, try to get out on the road. I know guys that have done comedy, and we brought them up, and they're brilliantly funny, and we'll bring them up 3 or 4 years later, and it's the same set. They still laugh because most of the crowd is different.
Yeah.
But they go around, and if they get 45 minutes, if you could do a 45-minute set that kills, that crushes, you can do comedy anywhere. My good friend John DeCrosta is a brilliant comic, but he has a set.
Yeah.
And he's done it many times up here. And he does his cruise ships. He does the Alaska cruise ships.
Yeah.
And he does the Caribbean. He does everywhere. But his set doesn't change much. Dwyer and a lot of these guys always bring something new. They'll always bring back some of their favorites. I mean, if you see the Stones play, they may bring some new ones from their new album.
They're playing Satisfaction.
But they damn well better. Yeah. We've all heard it a million times, but they damn well better play Satisfaction.
Yeah.
So... a comic is the same way. They have their best jokes. I want to hear my favorite comics tell the joke I've heard 10 times because I love hearing them say it.
And they can still make you laugh.
And they still make me laugh. But then you have these comics that come up and they might only do one or two new ones. And they'll do an all-new set. And Bill, you never know. He'll have a little of everything. He'll have some of his old classics, and then a lot of it is new. So if you can do 45 minutes, you can work in the business. It's pretty amazing when you think about that. And then there's those of us that are stuck doing comedy in our hometown, and you're only as good as your last set. So the minute I get off stage, I'm like, oh, my God, I got to write 20 more minutes for another show.
Everyone knows you, and expectation is something new.
Right, but I bring out – Jerry and I both bring back old stuff because they still get laughs, and people still like them. And we will do them – I will do them kind of seasonally. I won't bring them back as often maybe, but I will still bring – every show I'll try to bring something old and something new.
How many shows a year do you do?
I think with Jerry, we usually bring up comics about 5 or 6 times during the winter. We don't do them in the summer. Comedy doesn't work in the summer, particularly in Alaska. It does down south because everybody wants to get out of the heat, so they go indoors.
Yeah.
Which
here
is the opposite of us.
Right.
So it's tough to get people in middle of June or July on a hot sunny night to go into a dark little quiet club and listen to comedy. So we usually do one show. We have done like the Golden Days comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do it regularly. It's kind of off and on nowadays, but we'll do Golden Days comedy, and that's like our only summer gig, really. Other than that, we do them probably September, and the last show is late April, early May. And we try to do it about once every 5 or 6 weeks. We got a couple more shows coming up. We got this guy in late February. Look him up. His name is Ismo.
Ismo, I-S-M-O.
He's from Finland.
Ooh.
And he has a couple very famous bits. He's become quite an iconic comedian just because of his unique viewpoint of the English language and America. He's brilliant, and he'll be coming up. We've got a message that Mr. Jeff Dye has been up here a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
Had him up in the studio here.
He wants to come back. They
wow.
all do. They all want to come back. Everybody wants to come back to Alaska because it's the best run.
I would also think it's because they have great hosts like you and Jerry.
Well, I would like to think so, yeah, okay. Because a lot of times these guys will go to the Midwest or go to some little bar or comedy, you know, and it's just some local hack that gets up there that's maybe not a polished comic opening for mm-hmm. them, or a couple locals that aren't all that. But they know what they're going to get here. They know that Jerry and I aren't going to let them down. We're going to give them a good open. Jerry is brilliant at setting up the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The formula for a comedy room is very specific. And there's certain things you have to have to make comedy successful in a bar, club, or wherever you're doing it. One, got to have some kind of little stage.
Yeah.
Stage, give it a microphone and a stand. A spotlight is extremely helpful. It focuses all the attention. Make sure all the chairs and tables are set up facing the stage. There's nothing worse than long tables where people are across from each other.
Yeah.
Because then they laugh and they turn and they're looking at somebody and it incites them to talk.
Doesn't work.
Right. You need everybody facing the stage. That's one of them. The other one, you got to tell your bartenders, no blended drinks during the show.
Yeah.
That's something you wouldn't think about.
Yeah, but guess what? Something you think about.
Right. Teach them, teach the bartenders not to launch into the garbage. When they have an empty bottle, wham! You know? No, go put it in there. Teach your wait staff, when they go up to table to take orders, to take the order like this.
Yeah.
Because then the response will be like this. If they go up to a table, hi, what y'all drink? During the middle of a comedy show, everybody's going to talk. Very disruptive. Turn off the lights over the pool table. Turn off the TVs. There's a lot of things that goes into doing it right. We got another break?
Yeah, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Glenner tell us how he gets his material.
Beautiful.
Fairbanks is a pretty diverse area.
Nice tease.
I learned quickly, sir. And we're going to have some music, Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather. And we'll be back with Glenner telling us where he gets his material from, and that should be entertaining.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Freshman New York Republican Congressman George Santos is rejecting calls from a number of GOP members in his own state to step down.
County Republican Committee Chair Joseph Cairo said in speaking to the congressman one time since the controversy, he was promised the situation would be cleared up.
He continues to lie, and we can't have someone like that.
When told of the local call for him to step down, Congressman Santos replied with three words: I will not.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The FAA is continuing its investigation into the failure of a system designed to keep pilots up to date on potential hazards to navigation that grounded thousands of flights earlier today.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's ordered an after-action process to determine root causes here, but the White House said it did not appear to be related to a cyber attack.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan offered sharp criticism of the legal profession last week on the Senate floor. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that the senator is outraged, he said, because U.S. Marines and their families are being preyed upon by unscrupulous trial lawyers. The problem has to do with drinking water tainted with industrial solvents, benzene, and other chemicals from the 1950s through the 1980s at the U.S. Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune. The federal government is offering compensation for victims who consumed contaminated water under the Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, known as PACT. Sullivan, who belongs to the U.S. Marines, said lawyers helping file claims are charging exorbitant fees. Law firms are currently charging 50% to 60% in contingency fees, according to Sullivan, who added that the Veterans Administration has a regulation directing payments be made to lawyers first and victims second. The lawyers get billions while the Marines who are sick get crumbs, he said. This sickens me, he said, and I have not seen an issue that is so
streaming
wrong.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331, or online at midnightsonatvtours.com.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from the Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into the Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Mr. Anderson, comedy extraordinaire, teacher of comedy.
Teacher of dreams, David. Teacher I like dreams. Teacher of dreams.
Now, comedy, as one person said, is not pretty.
Comedy's not pretty. Oh, the great Steve Martin.
And you have a great area here to find your comedy inspiration.
Find the funny.
How do you find the funny?
You know what? You got to just look at everyday life. I always say what I tell when we do this, like we do the workshops, and we've been teaching comedy for 22 years. I'm pretty good at that. I think I'm, like so many things, I'm a much better teacher than doer. I think I'm twice as good at teaching comedy as I am at doing comedy. I'm twice as good at teaching golf as I am at golf. Twice as good at
you and 9,000 other players.
Teaching basketball as opposed to playing basketball. I can play basketball, but I'm a better instructor. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good downhill skier. I'm a better ski instructor. And I think that the same goes for my comedy. I'm a much better teacher of comedy than doer of comedy. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to be able to do comedy and do stand-up. And one thing that all the comics have always said, the Sklar brothers were just up here. We've had Quinn Dale, some great comics, and they were all like envious of us because what they do, they have to leave their homes, their wives, their families, and mm-hmm. tour and go to the Midwest and go to these weird little towns and places and do the same thing night after night and then fly home. And their home basically is where they check their mail. So many of them are divorced or alcoholic or have problems or... Their depression is huge in the comic world. It's amazing. It's frightening because these guys, they're all alone. It's not like they have a band or a team with them. It's just them. And they go somewhere and there, it's just them in a hotel for 4 days while they do a 1 hour set at night. And then they get on another plane and they're heading to Topeka to do it again. And it's a very, very difficult. A lot of people would be envious of comics. I am not one of them. And it took a lot of those comics coming up here and telling us and reminding us of that. It's like, man, you get to do comedy, work with great comics in front of packed houses, and then go home at night. Most comics don't get to do that. None of them get to do that. And we do. And that's one of the main reasons I never went out and did comedy. I probably could have. Mm-hmm. I could have put a tape. I easily could have gotten an agent. I could easily go out and make a living as a touring comic. I know I could have. And knowing I could have has been good enough for me.
Yeah.
I look back now as I turn 60 here in a couple weeks, and I have zero regrets about my radio or comedy decisions because I got to do it in my hometown that I love and go home at night and get up and do it again. And the same thing with the radio. Jerry and I had opportunities that we passed on to do radio in bigger markets. Because once you do that, you're jumping around. And you're getting fired. And it's like the life of an army brat.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do that to myself or my family. And I've been lucky that I've had to. But with that said, I have to write comedy a lot now. More than the average comic does.
So where do you get your material from? I'm looking at the pond, and the pond is Fairbanks.
Yeah, but it's a very interesting pond.
Yes, it is.
It's a very interesting pond. I did. You do it in everyday observation. So the one thing I always say is the only difference between comedians and people who don't do stand up is comedians write it down. You think of probably several things every day that are funny that make people laugh. Everybody does. We all make our friends and our family laugh.
Yeah.
And then you move on. You don't even think about it. Comics write it down. Comics, I have my little voice recorder on my phone is filled with little 10-second nuggets.
Yeah.
I'm working on a bit tonight. And it's about, and I did it doing, I thought about it doing laundry. And, you know, I pull out the laundry, there's the one sock. And I always said,
I thought it was something on the underwear.
No, it's on the sock.
We're getting funny on the air, guys.
And my idea was, and I'm still writing it, I'm going to try it out on stage tonight, is my idea for a store that you open next to a laundry mat that only sells one sock. It only sells single socks.
That might work.
You know, so I'm working on that. I had another one about, observations about cop cars and how many lights they have on them now. Remember the old days?
Two or one.
You get pulled over by, in Mayberry by Sheriff, Andy Griffith. Well, that one red light told me that was a cop car. Yeah. Why they need so many on there now? And now they've got like the headlights flash and they've got
different colors
and the doors are flying open and there's bottle rockets and it's like it's a rave behind me, you know? It's like, all right, you're causing convulsions. Can you turn off the strobe?
and you're pulling me over for speeding and this is what you're doing to everyone?
Yeah. So it's observations. It's weird observations in everyday life. You get it from your own life. You have to draw from it and ask yourself, you can think of anything by putting the sentence, wouldn't it be funny if, in front of, or what if this was this way instead of this way? And it's looking at things differently and then remembering it, writing it. And then once you get the joke, you massage the joke like a piece of clay and you're molding a sculpture. You're always changing it, moving one word around, building the joke, building the bit, seeing how many laughs I can get out of this one bit. And you build on it from there. Sometimes it works into something beautiful and you use it, and other times you'll get on stage, use it a couple times, and go, okay, that didn't work. And then you throw it away. And I've got lots of those too, but it's finding it. We call it finding the funny and finding it all around us. There's funny stuff all around us. And then there's what they call the low-hanging fruit, the comedy that all comics, you know, every comic has a joke about airline food.
Yeah.
Every comic has a joke about traffic or about, you know, DMV or there's those parallel comedy that everybody kind of makes fun of as well. But you're only as funny as your last set. So it's a lot of writing and a lot of, I've got hours and hours and hours of material. One day I'm going to give it up. I'm just going to sell all of mine and just be a comedy writer and let somebody else do them. I've had offers. I've had comics want to buy material from me. But I haven't done that yet.
Now, Friday and Saturday night, at Goldie's. How do people get into Goldie's?
Oh, you can't. It's a closed private thing.
Darn.
No, of course. First you go to aktickets.com and get your tickets.
Yeah.
aktickets.com. You can get them at the door. Man,
I
wouldn't.
Sold it. I wouldn't trust it. Yeah. It's
a very small venue.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of people who have never done comedy. So they're going to bring in friends. And a lot of people like to come to both nights because you have six different people performing each night.
Yeah.
So. And there's only, I think, in that little theater, it's very intimate, very cool. Goldie serves up the drinks, but in the Firehouse Theater right next door there where you can walk in, it only holds about 140 people. Now, you can get there from either way. You could park over by the Saddler's delivery parking lot and walk right in next to the building in that little alleyway. It's right between 5th and 6th. It's the old firehouse. Or the old MUS building. Come in the back way off 5th Avenue and park in the parking lot there.
That's the way I always go in.
Yeah, so either way.
Yeah.
And shows are at 8. Information is alaskacomedy.com, but you don't want to miss this. There's some really funny people, including Dan Hoffman, former AK chief tickets, of police, is going to be doing comedy.
AKtickets.com?
AKtickets.com. We have a gal who's half Gwich'in, half redneck, is going to do a... no, Inupiat, half Inupiat.
Okay.
We have another gentleman who's Gwich'in, but we have one that's Inupiat. Who's Inupiat and Missouri redneck, she says.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a gentleman that's in a wheelchair that has a really hilarious bit. We have the former chief of police. We have a minister doing comedy. We have a guy that works at a liquor store. We have a heavy equipment operator. We have ex-military. We have a guy that owns a carpet cleaning business. Just this really...
You got Fairbanks in a cross-section.
Yes, and they're going to do comedy for the very first time. And we're hoping they succeed. I don't know. Now, and I've said this before, I hope if they follow our direction and take some of our notes to heart and not do what we say, but some of the suggestions we offer. Some of them might just be a punchline. Well, hey, use this punchline. It could come from one of us or as the room sits around and we all tell jokes together. It's great to have this room of funny people just sharing story. We laugh. It's wonderful. But tonight's their first chance to try it on stage. Tomorrow night, we will have the mic set up for them. It's their first time using a mic, being in front of the lights. And now some of these folks, a couple of them have done open mic nights, so they're not that afraid. One is a musician. She lives out in Esther.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get up there. Probably our oldest I'm not sure how old, but our oldest participant, and she'll be a blast. So we have a really neat cross section, and then they all open for the great Bill Dwyer. So it'll be
fun.
So
Bill's doing four shows up here.
Yeah. Tonight at the North Pole Ale House at 8:00. Tomorrow night at the Spur, and that one's just Bill. Jerry and I'll open for him. And then this weekend it's the Funny Fest contestants opening for Dwyer.
How far in advance do you have to book someone like Bill Dwyer?
I think it was a couple months. We usually book these guys out a couple months. Now, I know next year Jerry wants to nail down this spring the entire season next year so we can put out a flyer. It's not always easy to do.
No.
And with the last few years with the loon burning down and then COVID and then trying to find a home for comedy, it hasn't been that easy. So we have to nail all those things down, make sure we have venues, make sure airfare, everything for these comics. And, so we can bring them in for the shows.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure, why not?
Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio with Glenn Anderson, and your name is?
This is Craig Compo. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Craig. Speaking of past participants, Compo crushed on stage.
I heard you were horrible, buddy. You know, you start talking about the Niners being good and everything, and they got booed
off
the stage.
Oh, he's a Niners fan. Yeah. Now, and this weekend, of course, they got to play my Seahawks. Here, bring them up a little bit more there. There you go.
That's on his side.
Hey, I think that I have more competition with the trip, but that's just me.
Right.
So what are you calling about, sir?
So now, you as a fellow participant, tell us from the end of being somebody who's taken the workshop, what it was like for you.
Oh, I loved it. It was really fun. You know, you do learn a lot of tips about delivery and timing and all that stuff, which is good. I've never had a problem speaking in front of a crowd anyway, you know. But
No, you haven't.
Really?
I really enjoyed it. It was really fun. Was told I crushed it, so that's good.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did wonderful. And you know why? Yeah, because you took our advice. You got up there. You had a setup. You had a punchline. You moved to the next joke. When your set was done, you said goodnight, and you got off stage. It's when they don't follow that they die a horrible death slowly on stage.
Yeah. I know Satterberg has a habit of going long on that stuff. You're better to go short, get the laugh, get off stage, right?
Yeah. Leave them wanting more, always.
Did Satterberg do it too at the same time that you did, Craig?
No, I think Satterberg did it the year before, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
But he got laughs. He got laughs.
My call is just to suggest anybody sign up. I wish you could do it twice a year because it's really a lot of fun. But, you know, it's something. Put it on your bucket list. Get on for next year and have some fun. That's all I got.
Yeah, it's excellent fun. Oh, by the way, a week from tomorrow, Craig, we're going to do a Veterans of the Funny Fest mixer over at Latitude 65. Any past comedians just going by to have some beers together?
Now, Craig,
we'll tell you about it.
Craig, I'm going to let you go because I've got another phone call coming in, then we have to take a break. And do you think it's Satterberg responding to you?
It might be.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Say, I just wanted to compliment Glenner, and maybe I don't know who did this, but you know, I've been hearing this little line. It's a joke on the radio lately about this woman who killed her husband with two guitars. It is so funny. I sent that off to my son who plays guitar. He just roared. He thought it was great.
Oh, Lloyd?
Yes.
Ah. Love Lloyd. But by the way, this is Randy. He's family.
I can tell
he's
that.
He's family.
I can tell that voice anywhere.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm headed off to lunch with my more conservative friend at the Elks Club.
That's all right. More conservative friends.
Okay, buddy. You take care. Great hearing from you.
Good to hear from you, Randy. All right.
Yeah. And bye.
Bye. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, Glenn Anderson's going to tell us about his wonderful wife, Maria, and how she has to listen to his warm-up comedy when they cook together. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey, Fairbanks, North Pole. There are burn rules and alerts to keep you, your neighbors, and your buddies safe and healthy on bad air days. A stage 1 alert means no burning without a waiver. A stage 2 alert means no burning unless you have a no other source of heat waiver. Remember, no burning until the alert is over. There's more info at fnsbairalert.com. A message from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Words are in great supply. There are so many words it is sometimes difficult to choose one. Deep down, we know a single word can change a mind, a heart, even the history of your septic tank. Like procrastination, as in putting off pumping your septic tank. Don't do that. Regular septic tank pumping keeps me regular, and I last much longer. My family has Bigfoot Pumping and Thorn pump me out once a year, and I continue to serve them much better.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Why are men so afraid of getting a vasectomy?
We now offer a minimally invasive technique for the vasectomies that really minimize the pain, in addition to offering conscious sedation right in the office that really takes the edge off. So vasectomy is no longer something that people have a lot of pain from, and you can go back to work the next day or the day after that.
Find out more about men's health with Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies.
Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044 or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
Highs level off around 10 above this afternoon under overcast skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows dip down to about 5 below, mainly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, flurries likely, highs level off around 3 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen still here with Glenn Anderson. And we are talking about his Funny Fest that comes up. But you know,
Fairbanks Funny Festival. Now, it's cool because one thing I haven't mentioned before we get into this next segment, and that is it is a two-week Funny Fest event. Next week, we've got a like open mic night, some pop-up comedy. We're going to do a mixer with, if I'm putting a shout-out now, 5 o'clock Thursday the 19th. Latitude 65, just a bunch of anybody who's done the Funny Fest. We're just inviting them over. We're just going to have beers and talk and hang out with a bunch of funny comics about their experiences at the Funny Fest. So that's going to be next week. And then we finish Friday night, the 20th. The second week, we always do a fundraiser, some way to raise money locally. In the years past, we would do the Junior Funny Fest. And Jerry and I would teach a one-week stand-up comedy workshop for children. And they were so funny. The comedy was so pure. You know, it's jokes about homework and their big sister and video games. And it was just, and it was a comedy show that you could bring the entire family to. And we're thinking of bringing that back next year. But in the meantime, for the last 7-8 years now, I think we've done the Celebrity Roast. And those have been an absolute blast. I think our first one was Luke Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
We did Bernie Carl. We roasted the governor, Walker. We did that one once. We did Howie Thies. I think Gary Wilkin has been roasted. Last year, it was Benny Lynn.
Oh, boy.
And this year, the 20th, we're roasting Mr. Willie Blackburn.
That'll be good.
It will be awesome. And it's where, and we only roast the ones we love. We got a funny panel of people.
Yeah.
Raleigh, VMAX, myself, Jerry, Rachel. We got some funny people up there that are going to roast Willie. And it's all for the a great call for the United Way of the Tenino Valley. So that will wrap it up. So there is 2 weeks of comedy in the Funny Fest every year. And it's the 22nd year we've done. If you want tickets, aktickets.com for either this weekend or the roast next weekend. And then there's some open mic nights that are pretty much free and some other stuff. We talked about doing pop-up comedy at DOT or DMV or anywhere, just popping up with a little microphone set and just doing stand-up. So,
hello, we're here.
Look for us in the police blotter. Yeah. But you had mentioned my wife, Maria, and having to deal with me and the jokes and everything. And
I can just see it. You guys, you know, how you cook together and are together is wonderful. I can see you in the kitchen and you say, hey, honey, what do you think of this?
And I will do that a little bit, and I'll try stuff out on her. But we've been married now 31 years, and she's a tough crowd. I won't lie to you. No, it's tough.
She's seen the best of the best.
Yeah, and the worst of the worst. So, she's a bit jaded. So if I can make her laugh, okay, that's a good joke. That one will work.
Yeah.
And I always do when I'm on stage.
She might crush you a little bit.
Oh, yes. I would love to get her up on stage sometime doing comedy.
Yeah.
I want to get her and Jerry's wife, Dana. Next year, we got to get our wives to do the Funny Fest. Would be brilliantly funny.
They might hate you for life.
Oh, they would. But I'll be sleeping on the couch through February.
No,
but it would
April.
Be so
That's
much fun because she is very funny. She makes me laugh a lot. And if I can make her laugh, I know it's a good bit. But I think the best thing is there are hundreds of some of the best comics in the country that have been up here. They do The Tonight Show, their own Netflix and Comedy Central specials. They go on to movies and TV careers and become big stars. And one thing they all have in common, they love Maria. They love my wife.
Yes, they do.
And not only is she just beautiful and a lovely person through and through, but when they come up here, I always bring them up for dinner, and she makes a big dinner for them. And they don't get that anywhere. They go, like I said, they live out of a suitcase. They eat at Subway late at night, wherever they can, you know.
The airport.
Yeah, the airport. But when they come to Alaska, they get like salmon meals and chili, or they get fine dining. They get fine dining, and they get out of their hotel.
And
they come
get to
out,
speak with people,
and we take
and
them out.
Mixing.
We take them out snowmobiling. We take them out dog sledding.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to my man Mushroom Mike out there in Salcha. Always takes them out. We just do stuff. We get them out of their hotel to go do something fun.
Yeah.
We go to the hot springs. We go somewhere. And they just don't get that when they go other places. And so, thank goodness for my lovely Maria, because she takes good care of them. Bill will be coming over this weekend for dinner before the show Saturday, probably, as usual. And he's been over many times. And it's real nice to have them all come up here and be able to just spend that quality time with them. TJ Miller. Loved the salmon. He had the best time up at the house. You know, of course, he's a big star on mm-hmm. Deadpool and
yep.
all the movies. And he just had a great time up here. Wonderful. He can't wait to come back. And he said he would in a heartbeat. So they all do. Like I told you, starting out, it was tough to get comics to come to Alaska. It's a long way for them.
Yes, it is.
Usually they're used to a 2-hour flight to their next destination and they're there. But, you know, it's
LA to Seattle, Seattle to Fairbanks.
Yeah, or Seattle to Anchorage to Fairbanks or whatever it takes. And, yeah, it's a long time. It takes a big chunk out of their time. And but they love it now. And instead of us calling, trying to get them, now they're calling us, asking when they can come back up. I talk to Bob Zaney every week. He joins me with the Zaney Report and Idiot of the Day. The legend, Bob Zaney, calls me on the radio every Tuesday morning.
Wow.
And every week without fail. When am I coming back up? When am I coming back up? You know, he's in Reno this weekend, by the way, if you want to catch him at the Laugh Factory. But then he's heading off to Kansas, and then he's heading off to, you know, Newark or wherever. Those places aren't nearly as cool as Fairbanks, Alaska. And they just absolutely love it up here. And to be able to get them up here is really cool. And then I told you the story. I was at the comedy store like a year or so ago with Maria. And it was about midnight. And I go in there. And afterwards, at the comedy store off Sunset in L.A., all the comics kind of mingle. There's an outdoor bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of comics, whether they did stage time or not, that just all hang around there. And I go out there and I see Johnny Sanchez and Via Pondo, and I saw Carl LeBove and a bunch of my old buddies. And you know, it's old school week when we'd show up. It was wonderful. And we're all talking and talking comedy, and they'll start talking about Alaska. And one guy who is one of their comedy store regulars hadn't quite made it up the ladder yet. And Jerry has criteria. You have to have comedy chops. It doesn't matter how funny you are. Jerry doesn't bring them up here unless they've done The Tonight Show, Comedy Central, have their own specials. They have to cut their teeth.
It yeah.
doesn't matter if they are the funniest comic we ever. He won't bring them up unless they've done that, unless yeah. they're seasoned pros.
Yep.
And this one comic that wasn't quite there yet goes, wow, you never catch me going to Alaska. And boy, these other comics ripped into him. They said, dude, you have not the Alaska run? That's the best run in comedy. And I told him, I looked at him, and they all backed me and said, well, you're not going because you haven't earned it yet.
Yeah.
And, man, I got the high fives, and they ripped into him, and he crawled back into his little comedy shell because he hasn't earned the Alaska run. Right now, you got to earn it. You got to be a big name. You got to be damn funny to make this run. We ain't just bringing up anybody.
And you guys bring that to the Fairbanksons to enjoy.
Every winner. Every winner. And so this weekend, Fairbanks Funny Fest all week. Shows tonight, North Pole Ale House, tomorrow the Spur, and Friday and Saturday at Goldie's with a bunch of first-timers and Bill Dwyer, aktickets.com.
Yeah, it all starts at 8 o'clock.
Yes, 8 o'clock all week long. And then our next show probably isn't until the end of February. I know Jerry and I are heading off to New York here in a couple weeks for 5 days. Just a little recon. Go catch some comedy, catch some shows. You know, business.
Fairbanks, that's our show. We're going to, Friday, we'll have Nick Nugent. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the telegraph line that was brought across Alaska and how that was designed. And also on Saturday evening, 5:30 to 6 o'clock, it's Fairbanks Foodies. And you are going to learn how to cook a perfect tri-tip steak sandwich with a perfect French dip sauce. All available for you. And a couple soups. We're hitting our stride, and I will see you tomorrow on Friday.
I'm already hungry.